around it. Hope that we can fix the problem. The flame's about out. We blow on it. We encourage it. We block the wind. Do what we can. Sons of God will give themselves for the good of others unselfishly. And not only unselfishly, but without regrets. That's one that's difficult for me. Sometimes I know what I need to do, so I do it. But inside, I kind of wish that some days I could just do my own thing sometimes. But that's not how Jesus served. That's not how sons of God do. Sons of God say, I'll do it. And then they enjoy doing it. Sons of God will read the scriptures to learn what God desires of them. They'll love to read the scriptures. They'll look into the scriptures. And they'll find life inside the scriptures. And when they read something and it smites their heart, they'll say, it's got to change. Because that's what the Word says. And as sons of God, we'll walk forward in the power of God and allow the Holy Spirit to change our hearts and to perfect us and to mold us and to stir us into action to a continual walk with God. In closing, the power of the gospel changes lives from the inside out. And this morning I would like to say that as I read through the New Testament and I study the theme, I can say on the authority of scriptures that there is no such thing as a person who's not worth saving. The New Testament is very clear that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. There's no such thing as a person not worth saving. There's no addiction that cannot be overcome by the power of God. Do we believe that? There's no addiction that may have gripped us for years that cannot be overcome by the power of God. There's no stubborn heart that God cannot break and mold into something useful for his kingdom. You know, there's some times that we pray for individuals. I have a friend, an old friend, and he's an old man, and he's not in very good health back in Ohio that I've known for years. Worked alongside of him in the workforce. Goes to church every Sunday, wears a black hat. Says the right things in church, but has an awfully hard heart. And sometimes I get a bit weary about praying for the man. Because can God actually fix a heart of rebellion and brokenness and a heart that is determined that he's doing what's right and everybody else just has it in for him? But God can. The power of the gospel can change hearts like that. Jesus came to this world to save sinners, not to reform religious people. We heard about that in our devotions this morning. Jesus came to save sinners, not to reform religious people. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. He's a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So this morning, I want to leave that challenge with us as we think about taking communion today. You and I have, who are members here, who have been washed in the blood, we know what Christ has done for us. And this morning, as we come together to this communion service and we take of the cup and we take of the bread, we understand the power that is there. And we understand the privilege it is to be part of a brotherhood, the blessing it is to not only have Christ in our hearts, but to be part of a church family that loves each other, that cares for each other, that has each other's best interest in mind. And this morning, I would like to say, as we partake of the emblems and we think about the blood of Christ, let's not keep that privilege of sonship to ourselves. I don't think that's how sons of God do. God does it. Sons of God feel compelled to let that love flow through us and into the world, into our families, into our homes, into our communities, and into those individuals that God allows by His divine will to be part of our lives. So let's honor Him today, and let's allow the gospel to be powerful and to do a work in our hearts, first of all, and in the lives of those around us. Let's kneel for prayer at this time. Dear God, this morning we bow before You, and we acknowledge that without You, each one of us is a sinner. We acknowledge, Lord, that there is none righteous, no, not one. There is not one of us here today that deserves forgiveness. There's not one of us here today that can claim sonship outside of adoption through the blood of Jesus. And so today, as we think about this, we're humbled, we're grateful, and we're just moved with awe at Your love and Your desire to have us be part of Your family. God, I just pray, if there's anyone here today who has been pushing back against the power of the gospel and has not allowed Your Spirit to cleanse their hearts, I just pray, Lord, that You would keep knocking, that You would keep calling, and that You would give each one of us the desire to be right with You and have a relationship with You that we are Your sons and daughters. Just go with us today as we go through this service. May You receive our praise and our honor today. In Jesus' name, amen.